You are welcome to the Buy in Grace podcast. Your host is Evangelist Emmanuel, and today's episode will empower your soul in Jesus' name.
You are welcome to episode 12 of the Power in Grace podcast, and today's title is How to Control Anger. God created anger as one of the emotions in us for positive usage. Unfortunately, a lot of people get angry always because they could not control their anger. I heard a true life story of a couple in Nigeria few weeks before the last presidential election. The husband supported the ruling party while the wife was a supporter of the major opposition party. After a hot political argument between the couple, the wife was angry and she went to the kitchen for one of her sharp knives. She stabbed her husband to death. The wife committed this murderous act because she allowed anger to control her sense of judgment. Anger is like a two-sided coin. There are two dimensions to anger, which I called holy anger and unholy anger. Holy anger is a harmless emotional expression which is meant to correct wrong situation. For instance, a judge got angry to a thief and sentenced him to 6 months imprisonment for rehabilitation. The holy anger of the judge is to help the thief to change from his bad lifestyle to a good one. The expression of your holy anger is acceptable by God when you act against unholy circumstances. Jesus got angry when he discovered that the temple of God had been rented to some businessmen for trading. Every action he took when he was angry was meant to restore the primary purpose of the temple. Luke chapter 19, verse 45 to 47 says, "Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it, saying to them, 'It is written, My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.' And he was teaching daily in the temple." You are not a sinner when you get angry to a wrong situation, but make sure your holy anger contributes to the positive change of the improper circumstances. Holy anger is not a regular character of God, but he gets angry when disobedient people compromise the laid down rules of living a good life. The book of Judges chapter 2 verses 20 to 22 says, "Then the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he said, 'Because this nation has transgressed my covenant which I commanded your fathers, and has not heeded my voice, I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died, so that through them I may test Israel, whether they will keep the ways of the Lord to walk in them as their fathers kept them or not.'" Few pastors preach on the altar with holy anger, because they dislike the choice of people who act against the will of God in the Bible. For instance, I recently watched Pastor John Hagee on television, and I was impressed with the way he preached the holy anger against homosexuals. Same-sex marriage was legalized by the Supreme Court of the United States, which has been something unpalatable in the Christendom. Holy anger is always expressed with love, but unholy anger is disastrous. Unholy anger is a destructive emotion with unproductive outcomes. Sometimes It emanates from a heart filled with jealousy. Unholy anger is impatient and has no solution to offer. Unholy anger in a society had caused unpleasant crises such as divorce, drug abuse, domestic violence, division in some churches, death as a result of racism and non-racism issues. You have to be careful with the way you react to any unpleasant issue that comes your way. For instance, the first murderer in the Bible, Cain, found himself in the mess because of his unholy anger to Abel, whose offering was respected by the Lord. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 12 explained, "And Cain was very angry. Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and killed him." Anger, in its broad sense, is not a comfortable mood for you. So the following steps will help you control anger. 1. Always forgive the offender. 2. Express yourself in active love. 3. Pray for the initiator of the anger. 4. In case of cheat, do not revenge, but let God be the judge. 5. Always allow the Holy Spirit in you to control your actions when you are angry. I pray, O Lord, let your Spirit control our emotions always, in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have been richly blessed. For more inspirational messages, please subscribe to www.fireandgrace.com. Thank you.